In this week's Parsha, Parshas Korach, we are introduced to our main character, Korach. And we're told about how he started a rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu. When we're given his name, it goes back a few generations. He's called Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohath ben Levi. And Chazal want to know, if we're going all the way back to Levi, why don't we do one more generation? Why don't we also call him ben Yaakov or ben Yisrael? You know that Levi was the son of Yaakov. So why doesn't it go back there? And the answer that's given in Rashi, quoting Chazal, is that when Yaakov gave the brachas at the end of his life, and he's talking to Levi, he says to his son Levi, "Besaidam al tavay nafshi." When there's secrets being told, I don't want to be mentioned there. And b'kahalam, when they gather together to foment rebellion, I also don't want to be mentioned. Please don't say my name. Yaakov says, I don't want to be connected, not to their secrets, which is a reference to the Meraglim, and not to their gathering places, which is a reference to Korach. Just don't mention me. Go back to Levi, but don't mention my name. When should you say my name? Chazal continue, there's a pasuk in Divrei HaYamim where it's talking about the Leviim who would sing. There we do have his name. And I'm going to read you the pasuk there in Divrei HaYamim. I'm not reading you all of the names, but I'll start with some. Ben Tachas, Ben Aser, Ben Avyasaf, Ben Korach, same lineage now, Ben Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi, and then Ben Yisrael. So in Divrei HaYamim, when we're talking about the different singers in the Beis HaMikdash, here I do mention Yaakov's name. We call him Yisrael, Yaakov's name. Really, when we're looking at the psukim of the brachas that Yaakov is giving his children, on a pshat level, he's talking to his son Levi. He's actually talking to Levi, and he says that, I don't want to be connected to what you, Levi, and Shimon did in Shechem. In Shechem, where you deceived the people of Shechem, and you told them that you would intermarry with them as long as they do a bris milah, and then on the third day of the bris, when you knew they would be weak, you went, you killed them out, and with that you jeopardized our whole existence in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to have anything to do with that. I don't want to be spoken about there. He reprimanded them for it back then when they did it, although it seems that he kind of did let them do what he wanted, meaning he didn't react until they came back, knowing that perhaps they would take matters in their own hand, but he reprimanded them for their haste, both then at the time and now right before his death. He's telling them also, I would have done things differently. What Chazal are adding is they're saying that he's not just talking to Levi, his son, but he's also talking to Levi, the Shevet, his descendants. And he said that, I don't want my name mentioned. I don't want to be associated not with what you did in Shechem, and not with what Korach is going to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, we know that there has to be a connection between Pshat and Drash, and there is, because Levi the person and Levi the Shevet, they have a specific quality. Levi is a leader, an independent thinker, a quality that may end in disaster as it does now with Korach, because what Korach is demanding really as a leader is that I don't think I should be led, meaning I don't think anyone should be able to tell me what to do, and not just me. He's actually talking for the whole Klal Yisrael. He says, Ki kol ha'eda kulam kadoshim. We're all holy people. Why should any of us be told what to do? And he brings out a talis that's full of treles. The whole talis is treles. And he says, a talis that's all treles, does it need a string of treles? In other words, the mashal, the nimshal is, if we are all a nation full of leaders, do we also need a leader? If the house is full of svarim, does it need a mezuzah? Why do we need to be told what to do? And this was Korach, and this was the quality, the midah that he got really from his ancestor, from Levi, who did act on his own together with his brother Shimon there in Shechem. What's interesting, what we have to note, if we go back to the Psukim and Divrei HaYamim, we know that Levi had three sons. He had Gershom, Kohath, and Merari. And when the singers from the other two families, from Gershom and Merari, are mentioned, it's mentioned without Yaakov. That means that I quoted you the pasuk about the children of Kohath, which goes back from Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohath, Ben Levi, Ben Yisrael. But if we look at the psukim about the grandchildren, the descendants of Gershom and the descendants of Merari, it doesn't say Yisrael and it doesn't say Yaakov. Ben Yachas, Ben Gershom, Ben Levi, end of pasuk. Or Ben Machli, Ben Mushi, Ben Merari, Ben Levi, end of pasuk. all the other singers, all the other cousins, they go to Levi and stop. It's only the family of Korach that goes on till Yaakov. So the question then becomes, not why is Yaakov not with Korach v'Adasai, because it seems like Yaakov is not anywhere, except for in one place, where we're talking about the singers. And the singers, Dafka, the singers that come through Korach. Why is Yaakov mentioned with the children of Korach, the children of Kohath, when he's not mentioned with the children of Gershom or the children of Merari? And what seems to be is that naturally Yaakov would want to be mentioned with this quality of leadership which Korach has. But in this specific case of the Machlokes, he says, I can't be, because he took it too far. But there is something about Korach, and specifically about his sons who were singers, that Yaakov is very connected to. And to start with the answer, to tie it together, maybe it's connected to what Yaakov is actually called in the Pasuk, which is not Yaakov, but Yisrael. We know that both Yaakov and Esav had two names. Esav was born and he was called Esav because he was asui. He was completed when he was born. We know he was born with hairy. He was born looking like an adult. He was completed. He was happy. He was content. There's nothing more that he wanted besides some lentil soup poured down his throat. There was no work that he had to do in his mind. Yaakov was a fighter from birth, holding on to the ankle of Esav, trying to figure out a way to get the Bechira. He continues by constantly fighting until he reaches the height when he gets his name Yisrael, because Sarisa Imelekim, because you fought with Amalek and you were ultimately successful in your fight, but we're not called about the success. Her name is not Tuchel, her name is Yisrael, from the word Sarisa, because what we do is we fight, we're passionate, we do things. Yaakov was able to stand up in a world and make real changes, and this is the quality that he passed on to his son Levi. And Levi the person and Levi the Shevet was going to use it in all kinds of good ways, like by Chet HaEgel and by Baal Pa'ar, Pinchas, when they had the strength to stand up and to fight, because that's the quality they had. But this quality is also what got Korach to fight in an inappropriate way and to start agreement against Moshe. And it was from this part of the Midah that Yaakov wanted to be disconnected. I want to be connected to the passion, the drive, the independence, the leadership, because this is what Yaakov really was. This is who he was, and this is what he had passed down. But not when it's used inappropriately. What's going to happen is that in the time of Shmuel, who was himself a descendant of Korach, or some say a Gilgal of Korach, but he came from Korach, who will eventually... He, Shmuel, will eventually anoint David HaMelech, who will set up the Mishmaris of Kohanim, who are going to sing, and Dafka, the Kohanim that are going to sing from the family of Korach, are going to sing from a very deep place of Chiddush, of being able to find the quality of inspiration, of finding new paths to create connections to Hashem. We have to use our creativity and our passion and our hischatros and our leadership. But if we want Yaakov, Yisrael, to be connected to our work, we have to use it only in the correct way.